26 minutes past seven. Good morning, if you're just switching on, maybe seeking solace from the foul weather. It's Monday, the 22nd of January. Lord Byron was born on this date in 1788. Thank you, breakfast listener William Kuhn, who listens to the programme in snowy Boston, Massachusetts, for alerting us to this fact. That was 236 years ago that Byron was born, so 200 years ago today he would have been 36, worth a line from his poem, "On this day I complete my 36th year," a poem about unrequited love. "Tread those reviving passions down, unworthy manhood. Unto thee indifferent should the smile or frown of beauty be." William suggests further words by Byron set by Germaine Taillefer. Taillefer, the only female member of the French group Les Six, and Byron's the only poetry in English that Taillefer ever set to music. The two poems of Lord Byron, "Remembrance" and "First of All," in "Moments to Delight Devoted," sung by Holger Fulk.
"'Tis done, I saw it in my dreams. No more with hope for the future needs. My days of happiness are few chilled by misfortune's wintry blast. My dawn of life is overcast. Love, hope, and joy alike adieu.
Holger Falk, the baritone, Stefan Schleiermacher playing the piano, Remembrance, and before it, In Moments to Delight Devoted, two poems of Lord Byron set by Germaine Taillefer, Byron born on this date in 1788. Thank you very much, William Kuhn, for reminding us of that fact. He has written a new biography of Byron called Swimming with Byron, published as an e-book next week. It'll be out in print in March. BBC Radio 3, it's 7:31. Chris has the news headlines.